This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Sheikh, I was wondering what we're going to do today, yeah? I don't know, just here, there's some leaflets. Mm. And there's an angling fishing area around here, yeah? You've been fishing before?
Never.
Never been fishing,
never
yeah?
Never been fishing.
I love fishing, yeah? And I was thinking, maybe we can go fishing. Have you, I mean, one thing we need to do is get some bait. Yeah.
Have a look in the fridge.
I'm looking for live bait, I think, yeah? Because, you know, live bait, I've found that usually is much more effective. Fish bite that much more, yeah? So I'm thinking frogs.
Frogs?
Yeah.
That's bait.
Yeah. Really effective. I mean, the. What do you think?
You're not supposed to kill frogs. Most of the scholars, they say you shouldn't kill the frogs. Malikis, they have their position.
Yeah.
The majorities, they don't like it.
Wow. Never knew that. Okay. Actually, it's interesting, Chef. There's a story, actually. Let me mention that about frogs. My uncle once told me a story. I'm really young. I know it's a bit silly, but it was really amusing. I just come to my head when you just mentioned about frogs. There were these frogs that were going through a forest once, you know, just jumping along with their friends, traveling, just playing along. And they didn't realize while they're playing, there was like a deep pit nearby. Yeah? And as they're jumping around, messing about, a couple of them fell into the pit. And it's so deep, they couldn't jump back out again. And they were scrambling and jumping, getting frustrated, panicking. They couldn't get out. And their friends came to the edge carefully and peered into the pit, and they said, "It's not looking good for you guys. Yeah, this is too deep. You're never going to get out." Yeah, and they said, "Just you might as well give up. No way. How? No one can jump out of here. It's not you, little frogs." Yeah. And when one of the frogs heard what they said, he got so disheartened. Yeah, thought, "That's it. It's over for me. I'm never going to get out of here." And he just basically leant backwards and he gave up.
Waiting for his death.
Yeah, that was it. But the other frog who was with him, yeah, despite what his friends were saying of his predicament, he was just getting more zeal and he was jumping more and he was trying harder and he was keeping going, saying, "I'm going to get out of here." And they were looking down and saying, "What's he doing? There's no point, there's no point." And they're still shouting down, "Give up, you're wasting your energy." But he had this zeal inside of him, and he at one point crouched down, got ready, and then he thrust himself up, and somehow he was able to get the edge of the pit and scrambled his way out.
Yeah.
And the other frog's looking, "Wow, what happened there? Yeah, I mean, what made you keep on going?" And he was looking at them, he was looking a bit confused, amused. And then he started smiling and he's going, "I wanted to thank you guys. If it wasn't for you, yeah, I would have given up. Yeah. And they are looking confused. "I'm telling you to give up." And he's going, "Sorry?" He said, I'm deaf. I can't actually hear what you're saying. I was so happy that you stayed there looking at me and helping encourage me to get out."
So he misunderstood their discouragement for encouragement.
Yeah, yeah.
He thought they were saying good words to you.
Yeah, that was a funny thing.
It's okay. apart from the fact that the frog is supposed to be deaf.
Yeah,
let's
not pick the story apart. It's obviously told to kids and so forth, yeah, and had little.
No, I mean, it's okay. I mean, we have examples of the principle in action. I mean, Allah, He did say, "Waqulu linnasi husna," speak to people with good words. And what's interesting, subhanAllah, is that the Arabic word that was used for good in this ayah is husna. So the ayah translates as speak to people good words. What is even more interesting is that there's another recitation, Hamza and Al-Kisa'i, that they recite this ayah as hasana. So there's a small variation in Arabic. Speak to people with goodness. That's how it translates now. So speak to people with good words versus speak to people with goodness. You put those two together. So the first recitation describes what should be said, content. Second recitation describes how it should be said, manner. I'm sure you've heard of the idiom of sticks and stones may hurt my bones, but words will never break me, right?
That kind of goes against it, though.
It does. I don't think it's accurate. Words, they do cause so much pain, you know, immense pain. And we know this through experiences of life. We know this through wahi, revelation. I mean, just think about it. With words, we become Muslims, right? With a word, a person can leave the religion of Islam. What other examples? I mean, marriage. With one word, a person becomes halal for you. And then those moments of intimacy are like an act of worship. And then with another word, the word of divorce, this person becomes a complete stranger. And then those moments of intimacy are fornications, a major sin. That's just through words. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ, he said in the famous hadith, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ مَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَرْفَعُهُ اللَّهُ بِهَا دَرَجَاتٍ. That a person may utter a word which pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much without him realizing its weight, and Allah raises him to very high degrees. And then on the other side of the hadith, he said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا يَهْوِي بِهَا فِي جَهَنَّمٍ. And similarly, someone may utter a word which displeases Allah without giving it much thought, and because of it, he just plummets into hell. And I'm sure you'll agree with me, like, if you were to survey the majority of the inmates of hell, if that was possible, what was it that has caused your suffering here? I would say that the majority would trace it back to what? Yeah, the tongue. Something they had said. And in fact, when the Prophet ﷺ himself was asked the question, what is it that causes people to enter paradise most? Do you remember what he said? Taqwa Allah wa husn al-khuluq, the taqwa of Allah, consciousness of Allah, and good manners. And then they said to him, what causes people to go into hell the most? And he said, al-famu wal-farj, meaning the mouth, speech, and the private parts. These things take people to hell the most, speech and the private parts. Now, if you were to think about, you know, the sheer amount of people we interact with in our lives, I mean, who are they? We have believers, unbelievers, pious people, rebellious people, stingy people, generous, calm, angered, humble, arrogant. This Quranic principle is of the essence, because we can apply it tens or hundreds of times a day. So who would you say is the worthiest of all people when it comes to applying this principle to? Parents? Parents. Nobody before parents. Allah said, وَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفْ. Don't even say to them, أُفْ. وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا. Don't even disrespect them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. But address them with words of honor. And the famous incident of Abdullah ibn Awn, when his mom called him, he responded with a loud voice, just a little bit louder than hers. He decided to repent to Allah and he freed two slaves, hoping Allah would forgive him. So, mom and dad, another group of people who deserve our application of this principle on them is our spouses. It's just so sad. Maybe you agree to see someone, angel of mercy in public, counselor, sympathetic with everyone, you know, tiptoeing, doesn't want to offend people when talking. But when he gets home, or when she gets home, it's a different persona. Penny-pinching miser, harsh, foul-mouthed, like a demon. And Imam al-Shawkani, he said that so many people fall into this calamity. كَثِيرًا مِنَ مَا يَقَعُ النَّاسُ فِي هَذِهِ الْوَرْضَةِ. So many people fall into this trap. He goes, فَتَرَى الرَّجُلُ إِذَا لَقِيَ أَهْلَهُ كَانَ أَسْوَأَ النَّاسِ أَخْلَاقًا وَأَشْجَعُهُمْ نَفْسًا وَأَقَلُّهُمْ خَيْرًا. He says that you see a person who meets his wife. After meeting people, they have the worst manners. They become so daring, least in goodness. And then he says, وَإِذَا لَقِيَ غَيْرَ الْأَهْلِ مِنَ الْأَجَانِبِ. But when he meets strangers, right, he softens up. His mood improves. He becomes generous. And his goodness amplifies. And then Imam al-Shawkani, he says that لَا شَكْ أَنَّ مَنْ كَانَ كَذَلِكَ فَهُوَ مَحْرُومُ التَّوْفِيقِ. A person who does this, he's been deprived of success and help from Allah. زَائِغٌ عَنْ سَوَاءِ الطَّرِيقِ. And he's gone astray from the straight path. And he says, we ask Allah to protect us from that. We ask Allah to protect us from that. خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ, isn't it? The famous hadith. وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best of you are those who are best to their wives, and I am the best towards my wives. So again, who are the worthiest of people who deserve this principle? When we are exercising it, we said mom and dad, we said it, husband and wife. That's not just husband towards wife, by the way. أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَعْظَمُ حَقًّا. Prophet ﷺ was asked, who does a woman owe the greatest rights to? He said, her husband. Then he was asked a question, who does a man owe the greatest rights to? He said, his mother. So mom and dad, wife, husband, who else who deserve this principle? وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, speak to people with good words. Those in need. People will have needs of us. It could be a financial need, it could be knowledge, it could be advice, time. Remember, وَأَمَّا السَّائِلَ فَلَا تَنْهَرَ. Allah says, as for those who ask of you, don't repel him. Don't disparage him. Could be advice they need, could be time, money. If you find yourself unable to help, we turn them away using the kindest of words, speak to people with good words. So mom and dad, wife, husband, those in need, those who are senior to us. That seniority could be by way of knowledge, it could be by way of age. Again, when addressing them, we address them with the finest words. لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَمْ يُجِلَّ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيَعْرِفْ لِعَلِيمِنَا حَقَّهُ. He who does not honor the elders, the Prophet ﷺ said, is not amongst us, nor shows mercy to the younger ones, and does not give our scholars their rights. He says these three categories, they're not from amongst us. So now that we've kind of looked at some of the most deserving people when it comes to the application of this principle, speak to people good words, we should also address maybe some of the circumstances when people are most prone to forgetting this principle of speaking to people with good words. What about when on the receiving end of an insult? I'm sure you and I have been there, right? That's a key time to remember, speak to people with good words. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا, Allah said. Praising his true servants, he said that they are the ones whom, when the ignorant people address them harshly, they respond with words of peace. Imam al-Shabi, I think you and I have discussed this one before as well, where, you know, he was insulted. Imam al-Shabi, the famous scholar of hadith, right? And he said to him that, إِن كُنْتُ كَمَا قُلْتَ فَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ لِي وَإِن لَمْ أَكُنْ كَمَا قُلْتَ فَغَفَرَ اللَّهُ لَكَ. If I am, as you say I am, may Allah forgive me. But if I am not as you say I am, then may Allah forgive you. And a man said to Dirar ibn al-Qa'qa that, لَوْ قُلْتَ وَاحِدَةً لَسَمِعْتَ عَشْرَةً. If you were to insult me just once, you're going to hear 10. He said to him, وَاللَّهِ لَوْ قُلْتَ عَشْرًا مَا سَمِعْتَ وَاحِدًا. I swear, if you insulted me 10 times, you wouldn't even hear one response from me. It's amazing. I think really the way to look at that is just to realize that, you know, we have so much on our minds as Muslims. We have the journey to Allah, working towards the home of the hereafter, that the heart should not find room to store these types of insults. We don't have the time to kind of mull over these things. They see life, the Muslim, we should see life like a marketplace. And in the end of that marketplace, some people walk away, they've made a profit. Other people, they've made a loss. So they have no time to waste. They speak to people with good words. So that's a key time I think we need to remember this principle. We're prone to forgetting it when being insulted. Also, when joking, the purpose of a joke, or in Arabic they call it mizah, I don't know if you've heard of this one before, it's the idea is to lighten the atmosphere. You're supposed to bring joy, not sadness, embarrassment, friction. If it does that, then it's no longer a joke, it's sukhriya, it's mockery. And the companions, they said to the Prophet ﷺ that, Ya Rasulullah, innaka tuda'imuna, Messenger of Allah, you joke with us. Right? He said, yeah, إِنِّي لَا أَقُولُ إِلَّا حَقَّ, but I only speak the truth. So his jokes were free from mockery. There's no lying. There's no scaring others. There's no excessiveness, you know. So even his jokes, they honored the principle of speak to people with good words. A third circumstance I think it's really important to remember when we can forget this principle is when we disagree over a matter. Islamic or otherwise, by the way, it doesn't matter. You know Yunus al-Sadafi, he said that I've never seen a man as wise as a Shafi'i. We disagreed once over a matter, we fell out over a matter. Then we met and he held my hand And he said, "Father of Musa, can we not be brothers even if we disagree over a matter? Can we still be brothers even if we disagree?" These are men, by the way. This is how manhood should be presented. Restraint. And to see the bigger picture. And Imam al-Dhahabi comments on that incident I just shared with you. And he said, this just indicates how wholesome the mind of Imam al-Shafi'i was and how deep his knowledge was. فَمَا زَالَ النُّظَرَاءُ يَخْتَلِفُونَ. Because peers, they will always differ. Peers, they will always differ. Anyway, I mean, you know, the famous hadith, maybe we'll kind of round off with this. The Prophet ﷺ, he said that in paradise, there are rooms whose outside is visible from its inside. Its inside is also visible from its outside. An Arab Bedouin, he said, who do they belong to, O Messenger of Allah? He said, لِمَنْ أَطَابَ الْكَلَامِ وَأَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ وَأَدَامَ الصِّيَامِ. They are the ones who are best in speech. Look, he started with that. In another narration, those who are most gentle in speech. And those who distribute food, those who fast regularly, and those who pray and when people are asleep. I believe, I don't know if you agree or not, that most of the differences that take place between us are rarely due to issues that are difficult to resolve, but simply owing to the manner in which one expressed himself. Poor choice of wording, poor choice of tone, poor choice of context. Most of the disasters of life and the afterlife can be evaded by just evoking this Quranic principle before our very expression.
SubhanAllah, Shaykh, that's all from a silly little story I mentioned regarding frogs.
Yeah. I still want to go fishing.
وبالحق أنزلناه وبالحق نزل وما أرسلناك إلا مبشرا ونذيرا وقرآنا فرقناه لتقرأه على الناس على مكث ونزلناه تنزيلاً.